Okay, guys,
so we just saw Don't Worry Darling, and it was
it was okay. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be. I'll be the devil's advocate.
Was it bad?
Yeah.
Was it good? No. It was like in the middle. It was like the meh.
It was meh. It was overhyped.
It was
okay. Now, if this was a show that we didn't know existed and we just stumbled upon it, I think we would have liked it a little bit more.
Up until the end. See, I liked it. No, I didn't. That's a lie. I need to collect my thoughts. I don't know where my brain is.
But you are listening to Plotted, and I'm Ashlyn.
I'm Jana.
And we're going to get into this because we just saw this movie.
Right. Yeah, it was kind of meh. It was kind of like it had potential, but it's just, it's like, okay, give me more. Nope, you're giving me less.
No, and let's get something straight, though. Florence, amazing.
Oh my gosh,
you are giving it like literally the best. It's everyone else that dragged you down. I'm talking about Harry. No offense, Harry.
Yeah,
we love you.
Outside of this role,
we love you. This is not the one.
Jack, disgusting.
Yeah, and I think you did a good job in making him disgusting, but you definitely were overshadowed. Yeah. Well, there were some parts where you should have took a shower, but that was for the was on purpose, so I accept it.
I just want to say, like, in summary, before we jump into these spoilers, everyone on the internet has been talking about what the heck is this movie about, and I honestly cannot answer that. And we just sat through a 2-hour film, I don't know what it was about.
I definitely think I could answer that, but I will say that this movie had so much drama around it before it even came up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
we're trying to give our opinion without the drama, because obviously, like, there's a lot of shady background stuff happening.
Yeah, and honestly, if I was to comment on the drama, I would say, I'm sorry, Florence. You still performed great.
Mm-hmm.
And that did not affect your performance at all.
She was awesome. She was believable. Everyone else, I was like, why are you all robots?
Yeah, she definitely, they told her, like, hey, act this certain way, be like you're in love with this one person and that they're your whole world, and she's like, done.
Got
done
it.
Done and done.
Act like you're crazy. Got it.
Yeah, honestly, it was the plot for us. And not
why we're
character.
Here.
Yes, Plotted.
There's a lot to cover in this episode, you guys, so without further ado,
buckle up and spoilers ahead.
Spoilers ahoy. I need like a ding ding, like a boat thing for that.
Were you telling me about that TikTok earlier?
Oh, God. I had to explain Seabat to Ashlyn today.
Yes, yes. And she gave a great example of what the noise was.
Yeah.
Yes, that's how I transition.
That should have been the soundtrack of this movie.
Oh, my God.
Because, oh, my gosh, what was happening?
Listen,
it was like they had someone breathing into a mic going, ew,
ew, ew. Yeah.
That's all I could think.
Or it was more like a mosquito buzzing in your ear off beat.
And then, like, it would get to the high pitch, she would see something, kind of, and then the music would go back into, like, its monotone, and you're like, what is... So at a certain point, I was like, I don't even feel tense anymore. The music comes on, and I'm like, what weird thing are we going to discover today?
Well, in all honesty, when me and Jana watch a movie, we talk through the whole thing.
Sorry if you sat next to us.
We are very apologetic to the couple sitting left and right of us.
We're very invested.
And we were dying laughing.
And we're sitting there going, ha!
Well, number one, Harry... Okay, so Florence does this whole big supper for him, cooks all day, he gets home, they have a moment.
They play chess. On the dinner table!
On the dinner table! And not just like, oh, let me move the stuff away, or we'll play chess on the part of the dinner table that doesn't have food on it.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're gonna throw the food.
Throw the food on the floor. I'm like, if I spent all day making a man a meal, he gonna wait.
I was like, anywhere else.
Yeah.
Anywhere else. You can play chess anywhere else.
That's when we realized, like, we are too
anti-Jack.
Old.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we're anti-Jack, but, like, we're just sitting there going...
In this economy?
Are you kidding me? You wasted some good potatoes?
Yes, that is expensive. Food is expensive.
Yeah.
She made steak.
Yeah.
And then they throw it on the ground.
Yeah.
Not just some of it. All of it.
All of it.
It was atrocious. That was probably the saddest part.
I know. I was sitting there going, not potatoes.
We're like, where's the salad? Honestly, that could stay on the floor.
Anti-salad.
Anti-salad.
Let's go. No, yeah, offense. This was definitely a movie.
It's interesting. What? Okay. So this one thing, I want to know what Olivia Wilde was thinking, because, there's this girl named Margaret. Margaret figured out this place was twisted before anyone else figured it out, and she's clenching in her hands.
Yeah. I see.
A red airplane. Which we assume is from her kid, who they took away after she tried to escape.
They say he died, and that's unclear.
No, we later find out that all kids are fake in that world.
all children are fake in the real world.
You know what she was probably trying to do? She probably figured out that it was fake, and then she tried to leave with her son. And then he can't do that.
See, that's something, like, this movie, I described it as, like, a draft. Like, it's somebody's first draft
at writing. Yeah, and it's a good first draft.
Sure, it's got potential, but, like, there's holes, like, wait, where did the kid go?
No, yeah.
You know?
Like, the kid's gone, but also, this is what is bugging me, is that she has the red airplane, and what plane did we see crash?
The red airplane.
I know, was that ever explained?
No, it was not.
And that's what kills me, because like, I was like... Was that Margaret trying to show her something?
You can definitely tell this movie tried to copy techniques like I don't know his name. The guy that did Midsommar. Ali Aster, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, like, his creative projects always have these very heavy symbolism, very heavy, like, I don't know, foreshadowing type stuff. And I saw that in this movie. Like, there's the repeating mirrors. The repeating, the picture frames, the song, the, she's always, like, smelling Jack shirts and stuff. There's a few others
I think she was brainwashed to be overly in love with him.
Right. But I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, you can see this movie taking techniques from other people, but then it doesn't pan out because you're like, okay, the symbolism of the mirrors, because she doesn't, you know who she is, really, But then you have the red airplane, which is in, what, 30 minutes of the movie?
Yeah.
And it's never seen again.
Well, yeah, and it was like, someone crashed. It's like, okay, let's go help them. And then, like, they're like, no, the plane wasn't real.
Right.
That doesn't make sense.
Right.
Or the earthquakes.
Yes, yeah, they had earthquakes for, like, twice.
No, that just doesn't make any sense. I thought they were building something. I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
No. There's just all these holes. Like, the more you look at it, you're like, I don't...
Well, because honestly, it's like, if you just put the earthquake in there to be like, hey, something fishy's going on, we already know.
Right, you didn't need the earthquake. Like, she's already kind of questioning everything. Everything's weird.
Yeah, I mean, and I think the only reason why they put that airplane in the movie was so she would go out.
Yeah.
Which I feel like, yay for you, don't drop that idea, though.
Right.
Like, what do we say when you put a gun in the scene?
You gotta go off.
You put the airplane in the scene.
You gotta have it for the whole thing.
Yeah, we didn't see it explode.
Yeah, and there were other ways to get her outside of the bounds. Like, she was already, like, questioning her reality, so she could have just gone out there. Because this bothered me a lot. They were like, you can't leave the city. It's dangerous. And I'm like, okay, but we need someone to have evidence. We need a scene where someone's like, something happens, they went outside, and everyone sees something horrible happen to them.
I will say they did that for the son. Met Margaret's son?
Oh, yeah.
But we didn't see it. They just said her son died.
That's what I'm saying, is we need the characters to see, like death, or to see something bad happen out there so that they don't want to go out there.
Bad. Yeah.
And not just, like, a bunch of gossipy girls going, did you hear about Margaret's son? Because then it's like, no.
We want that scene, though.
Right, you need to see that.
We should have, honestly, this movie should have started with Margaret and her son walking in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, oh, zoom in, look at them. It's like little glimpses. Maybe even in the beginning credit scenes,
right.
Just her and him walking, and then like her looking around and he's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have drew us in.
Yes.
And we would have been like, don't go out there. And it's like, yeah, because we, the audience, saw someone disappear.
Right.
That would have made more sense.
There's more tension instead of us sitting there going, yeah, Florence, go out there. Let's go. Yeah, it's dangerous. Go.
Yeah, and then Margaret, too, whenever we see her go crazy, it's like, oh, maybe we'd feel a little bit sympathetic.
Yeah.
Because we would have been like, oh, well, she did lose her son. Maybe that's why she's going off.
Right. But instead, so we get this, like, psychotic character that you're like, okay, I want to feel for you, but... I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Okay. So this is like what we talk about all the time. Show, don't tell.
Mm-hmm.
They told us this rumor about Margaret. They told us that she was crazy. They didn't show us.
They were gaslighting us.
Yes, okay. Which is part of it, because everyone in that movie was gaslighted. No,
but it's not good storytelling.
No.
Like, you want it to an extent, like the whole second half where they're telling Alice she's crazy, even though we as the audience know something happened to her out there, outside of the town. Like, that's good gaslighting. You want to gaslight your audience for that. You want them to kind of question it a little bit. But you don't want to, at the beginning, right at the get-go, be like, What?
yeah, it was like, you gotta build up the structure. We can't just jump right into someone's... Oh my god, this is what it was missing. It was missing in
a hook?
In a side... What is it called? Something incident.
Inciting incident.
That's why we were thrown off.
Right.
It was like 30 minutes in.
One of my points is that there was no hook.
Inciting incident.
Well, no, the inciting incident comes after. The hook is the beginning.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, hook, literally, we start, and they have, they're balancing scotch on their heads at a party, and you're like, this is just normal.
Yeah, but there was no hook, like you said. The hook would have been Margaret walking around the desert.
Yeah, yeah.
The second thing, yeah, there just wasn't, like, something where it's like, hey, that's weird.
Right, it didn't set the tone well. No. That's what, when you write a hook, you want it to set the tone for the story, you want it to kind of introduce some element, and like Ashlyn said, like, yeah, doing Margaret, that would be amazing. Yeah. Or we even said, skip the whole first, 45 minutes and just begin with them talking in the mall about their town and their husbands and throwing around a bunch of exposition.
Yeah.
Because at least that's something. Because you open it up and the tone is, this is a romance movie and we're partying in the 50s.
Well, you know what? Let's also bring in the fact that this is very much going off of WandaVision.
Oh my gosh, they're so copying WandaVision.
Super much. It's terrible. And I think the reason why, now I'm thinking about it, that's probably why they started off the movie like that, all of them at a party, because that's how WandaVision starts.
Oh.
However, the mistake is that we all know that's not reality.
Yeah.
So that's the hook. That's the inciting incident. We're like, how did they get here? What is going on?
Yeah.
And the other one, we're like, are they in the 50s? Are they not in the 50s?
Yeah, you're talking about Don't Worry, Darling. But in WandaVision, you know something's wrong.
Yeah, because you know those characters already.
Right.
And then, like, can we talk about Olivia Wilde being like, well, I'm here because my kids are here. I'm like, okay, Wanda, red hair. Like, like, we know what you're doing.
Right,
We all know. She's literally, I really think she saw that show and was like, this is a great spinoff idea.
Yeah.
Which, honestly,
I don't know if she screen wrote it, though. I know she directed it, but I don't know if she wrote the story.
Well, someone grabbed it and ran with it, let me tell you. Which isn't a bad thing. Listen, like, that's why content is out there, and that's why writing is out there, because we do draw inspiration from other stories. We all know I done it. Everyone's done it. But you gotta be more, I guess, looser? That's not really word for word, but it kind of is. It's like, that's really similar.
Mm-hmm.
The character, Olivia, is very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I will admit this. I did like Olivia's character, the fact knew that she was in a simulation.
Yeah.
I did not like that she was trying to gaslight her, though.
Yeah. Especially for a movie that's like, we're pro-feminism, and a lot of the drama around it was like, feminists' decisions. I'm like,
well, also,
I don't know what's happening here.
Think of it this way. She knew she was in a simulation. Instead of, like, helping the other girls slowly figure it out and be like, hey, I don't know how they figured it out, but they did. She legit gaslighted Alice.
Yeah.
And was like, oh, how dare you? You're going to ruin this whole thing. And it's like, okay, but listen, just because you like it here doesn't mean other people should be enslaved here.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, I feel like they could have built a better character for her around that. Just being like, I like this reality. Or don't ruin this for me.
She could have been like, hey guys, like, you know, I had to make sure y'all would stay, because if y'all didn't, they would take my kids.
Right.
That would be
motivation. That would be better.
Motivation.
Instead of just changing your mind
halfway through.
Right, right. It's like, what happened there?
It's like, what is your thought process? Show us, not tell us.
Yeah. Speaking of female characters, Gemma Chan's character as Frank's wife.
That doesn't make any out-of-the-point sense.
I know. She was very confusing, but at the end, she, you know, kills Frank, and she was like, I'm in control now. And I was like, oh, she's going to control the simulation. Like, what is she going to do? And that's it.
She did nothing.
That's the end.
I was like, what? She was like, my turn. Your turn for what?
Right.
For what?
I'm like, I kind of wanted her to go full villain mode and be like, I can control this better than you. and then make it like you
and
know.
Make it to where like the other girl really can't get out.
Right, right.
But she didn't.
I know. And they had potential.
And that scene was just unnecessary. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't necessary. Also,
the whole ending was unnecessary.
Frank wasn't necessary. Okay, yeah. Like I do
love Frank though.
Love Frank though, 100%. That is the main villain.
Like
that I
need. We love to hate him. I was sitting there and I was like, every line. Besides his really long monologues, those were super stupid. But just the lines.
We talked about that whole thing.
Oh my gosh. He's in a better world. And
it was the same thing over
again. He slandered my username. Whatever. Chaos is bad. I'm like.
It's like, what do we hate? It's like, women.
Ashton's like, women. I hate them.
Obviously. But I do. Okay, I will say I do appreciate that the twist was actually that Jack was evil. Because I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, yeah. I liked the concept.
I thought Jack was sort of evil. Because I was like, okay, like, you obviously see this isn't going well.
Right.
And I was like, maybe you really like the job that you're at. Or you really believe in this cause. And you're like, hey, listen, this is better for the whole world if we stay. And I'm going to make you stay.
I think they gaslighted us pretty hard. Because me and Ashlyn the entire time are like, ooh, they're building like a nuclear weapon. They're building some sci-fi thing that's going to impact the rest of the world. Not for the better. We didn't think, oh, this is a virtual reality.
Yeah.
This is basic Matrix 101.
Yeah. But also, like, it's just...
You did call that it wasn't actually the 50s, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and whenever they started driving to that one place, and they're like, departure, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, that's not the 50s. I was like, I don't know what it is, but it's the 50s.
This isn't the 50s I remember.
But I remember.
Where's Russell Hartley?
Jack being the villain.
Yeah.
Because I thought that Jack was just... drinking the Kool-Aid, as people say.
No, I 100% was like, you went for nuclear warfare and like sci-fi stuff. I went cult stuff.
Yeah. And then I was like, he's drinking the Kool-Aid. He's also just brainwashed. And then it turns out he's the one who apparently they were in a relationship or were married in the present.
Which might have been 2050. We just watched like a deep dive on TikTok into it.
If that's 2050, I'm very sad for our future.
Yeah. Time to move to the moon.
Hey, you know, it's only 25 years from now. Or 20-ish. No. 27.
Don't do
28
math.
Years
we
from
can't
now.
Do math.
28.
We picked humanities, not STEM.
Yeah, if there's a reason. So we would be... No, I'm not even going to do that. We're going to be old. But anyways...
We might want a simulation of the 50s by then.
What if it's a simulation of the early 2000s?
Oh, I don't want that. Everyone's wearing like, oh god. I hate it already.
We need to watch Clueless so hard. Oh my god. Ashley Tisdale and everything.
Yep.
Oh my god. Not Ashley Tisdale. What's her name? Lindsay Lohan. That's what I'm thinking of. Anyway, doesn't matter. but anyway, so she was in a relationship with Jack. They were married. Obviously, they had marital problems because I think it's more complicated, and I like that it's more complicated situation, because it's like he was having a hard time finding a job, she was working extra shifts. Also, though, I will also say this, though. She's a surgeon.
Yeah.
How would they have an issues if she's a surgeon? No offense, all surgeons. If I don't know, maybe I don't know, but I was like, that's usually a pretty comfortable living.
Mm-hmm.
If you're struggling as a surgeon, there is no hope for the rest
of us.
Like,
what is Jack spending the money on?
Well, I was like...
Apparently, podcasts.
Bad podcast.
Alpha male podcast.
But what I'm saying is I was like, listen, if y'all are struggling to pay bills and you're a surgeon, how are we gonna live?
Yeah, that's really bad for us.
For real. I was like, listen, like they tell us to be surgeons so we have money and we can be like extra, and it's like y'all are have the money.
We literally chose the starving artist major, so you know.
Yeah, we did. And because we didn't want to be surgeons, but now, hey, but you know what? Joke's on them. They're in our position because they ain't making money either.
Maybe it's all a conspiracy, but go on.
Or maybe Olivia Wilde just has a very, he's like, listen, only actresses and actors have money. Let's be, anyway.
Right, right.
But so he didn't have a job, was having trouble finding a job. She did have a job. He was being a little clingy. Not a little bit.
I mean, he definitely wasn't understanding her side.
Yeah, and then, like, it was just weird, too, that she came home. It's obviously, like, midnight. And he was like, I didn't eat anything. And she's like, well, why didn't you? He's like, well, I tried to text you, but I didn't know what you wanted. I was like, you as a grown man. Just buy you something.
A man child.
I mean, like, honestly, I was like, after a long shift, if I come home and you're like, I didn't eat anything, I was like, what are you for?
For real.
Feed yourself. But anyway, so now they broke up. And apparently, he chose to listen to the masculine podcast, whatever.
Past masculinity. Huh?
Exactly. And he decided that he wanted to live in this world and take her with him because apparently in his brain, if she was a 50s housewife, she would be happy with him. As we all know, that didn't work out.
Yeah. I had a problem with the way that entire thing was shot because, like, we get their marital problems and her occupation. It's a very clear, like, linear storytelling, very easy to follow. But then everything after that is told in these, like, really dramatic, like, click, click, like those shots where it's like a scene, another scene, another scene. I'm like, could you please just give me like a fluid, just like, here's what's happening? Because I'm sitting there and Ashton's having to help explain it to me because I'm like, I just can't follow. Well, and I listen to audiobooks on 2x speed. So I felt like I should be able to follow that.
I don't know how you do that and understand.
I'm crazy. I could do anything.
It was so funny because Jana was like, everyone's saying that this is insane. She's like, but I don't think it is. Here, listen. Oh my God. I'm like, you're not insane, Jana. You might be a genius.
I have super speed. Look out, Ezra Miller. I'm the Flash now. Oh, no. I finished a 32-hour book in like 14 hours one time.
Guys, like, go listen to your audiobook on 2x speed and tell me if you can understand a word they're saying. It's not just dialogue, people. This is descriptions and everything.
Yeah, so you think I could follow the weird pacing and transitions of the backstory? No, I could not. This movie was just...
Oh, yeah, and then there was
one
time...
It's like they threw it in there.
I was like, what if, like, they were just paired together and they didn't even know each other in the past? And Jana was like, they definitely did. They showed a flashback. I was like, when?
Right. If you blink, you literally miss them. They had a flashback of them, like, I don't know, holding hands, and she was like, I'll just take up extra shifts. And I'm like, okay, so he definitely lost his job. So it was like, it's a movie I do not want to watch again because it just wasn't great, didn't hold my attention. But like, if Ashlyn weren't there, I would not have caught half of it. I don't think she would have caught the other half. We were like yin and yang going, no, that happened. What did you see? Oh, okay, this happened. Like, yeah. I would blink, and then she would be watching, and she would blink, and I would be watching.
Yeah,
we took turns.
We definitely did. And made jokes along the way.
Yeah.
Because eventually, Harry decides to make her dinner. And I was like, and he was failing. He was using, okay, listen. Like, I get the whole stereotype of, like, guys don't know how to cook, whatever. Which is a complete stereotype. They actually cook very well.
I'm proud to live down south because a lot of men know how to cook down here.
Yeah, no, honestly, in my mom's part of the family, the men cook, not the women.
Mm.
So... it's like,
yeah,
anyway, but yeah, so it's usually them that cook because they didn't know the seasoning. Women do too, but they cook.
It's nicer.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, we cook. I know how to cook grilled cheese. Just kidding.
We're just turning the tables on gender roles.
We really are. But anyway, so he's trying to mash potatoes
with a scotch bottle.
Yes. I was dying.
I'm
like, listen, I know you're stupid, but you ain't that stupid. No,
that's one of the times where I was like, okay, Florence is giving this her all, and Harry is like just fumbling through each scene.
He really is.
I love him
and
to
honestly,
death, but oh my goodness.
I feel like he was set up to fail.
Oh yeah, no, his script didn't do him any favors. He had some of the weirdest lines.
Well, that and he's just set up to fail.
Like,
it's like you put him with this all-star actress and was like, you could do it. No, you cannot.
You can do it.
And also, pick an accent. I don't know. That was killing me the whole time.
Don't worry, darling.
Let's go to the hospital.
Let's go to the hospital.
Which is fine if he's British, but he was acting like he wasn't. And then later, I was like, I'm listening, and I'm like, okay, he's trying to be American. He's trying to be American accent, and he's failing. And then later, it was like, oh, what do you Brits say? I was like, you know he's British?
What is he?
I was like, why don't you just pick a side then? I don't understand why you being so bad.
Every time he had like a weird line, I would look at Ashlyn and be like, because I'm Harry Styles.
Because I'm Harry Styles.
Speaking of, I think they used his stardom for that really awkward dance scene that was paralleled with Alice being gaslit by Bunny. That was such a weird thing to juxtapose, because it's like, Harry dancing, and it's obviously trying to show that Frank can control the men, but then it's like...
Frank doesn't control anything. Right. I never saw him, except for that.
The men were kind of controlling, you know...
themselves.
Yeah, Frank was just kind of like the CEO.
Or the, let's say, the conductor.
Yeah.
They're all playing your own instruments. Y'all can all at any time decide to stand up and leave, and the conductor can't do anything.
Yeah.
But you sit there. Anyway. Yeah. And then also...
the dancing was just bad.
I'm surprised we haven't talked about yet the burlesque scene.
Oh, yeah. There's a weird strip scene in the middle.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. But it's not...
But it's... I don't know. Because she's weird. Actually a very famous burlesque person. She does it very tastefully. Oh, okay. I've seen...
I haven't seen her,
but I've seen about her on, like, America's Next Top Model.
Oh, gotcha.
Because they're trying to teach the girls how to be, like, sexy.
Gotcha.
And poor girls.
That scene wasn't very sexy. For all the hype they gave it, I'm sitting there like, I don't know what's happening.
It was weird, though, because it's a business meeting, sort of.
Yeah.
It's a business dinner. And then right when she comes out, literally all the guys stand up and start cheering.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the girls, too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I was like, so you're just going to watch this girl strip? I mean, like... It's just a business meeting, though.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just not that kind of person.
Speaking of, so the whole purpose of that meeting was to tell them all that Jack got promoted, right?
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, whatever. Just work, Nick.
Okay. Yes.
So he was getting promoted. But then that never comes back. I just remember that because I was thinking about your red plane thing, and I was like...
Maybe he was trying to convince Jack that this is still a good idea.
Maybe.
But also, like...
Because he puts the ring on. They puts the best friend's ring on his finger.
Best friends. But also, like, we later find out he doesn't actually have a job with them.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, why promote him for an invisible job?
Maybe.
It's like, is it like Bitcoin? I feel like this is one of those things like Bitcoin, where they're like, congratulations, you won an award.
Oh, maybe.
This is meaningless.
Oh my god, what if he's like a premium member now?
Oh no.
He doesn't get commercials.
He's like, ha! I'm the Platinum Plus member of this VR.
Yeah, for real. It's like, what can you access? Oh my god, more stuff.
See, that would have been helpful to see, like...
Because they did hint at that later.
Did he get a new car?
He did.
Okay.
He did get a new car, and I think he got new furniture, too.
It's all subscription.
It is. It was like, listen, if you know, you're now in this club, and everything's half off.
It's a pyramid scheme. Even worse than we thought.
Yeah, if any... But, like, I will say this. I really thought it was going to be, like, Midsummer. I thought they were
like, gore-wise?
No, just, like, not explaining things. I thought we were going to get thrown a lot of...
Like that high literary theming type stuff.
Well, that... But no, I just thought it was going to be not satisfying. I thought they were going to throw us a lot of these scenes.
Which they did.
And then not explain any of it.
I mean, I would argue they really didn't.
Some of it they didn't, but they explained that... I didn't think we were going to even get the simulation. I thought we were just going to get her go crazy and her being like, What are we? And everyone's like, we don't know.
Horses!
Oh my God.
You want to play mermaids?
You want to play mermaids? I really thought that's what it was going to be. We were never going to find out what was wrong. She was going to be trapped there forever, and we were just going to be in this big cloud of, I don't know. So I'm glad we got some kind of explanation.
I guess you're right. I do like the explanation, because Midsummer was like...
It's better than magnets.
Magnets!
Which we did, though. What was it?
There's an M. Night Shyamalan trailer right before the movie. The entire time we watched the movie, we were like, they're going to turn old.
What was it? Knock on the cabin. I was like, what about knock on the door? I don't know. I didn't like that.
It makes
title.
Me picture someone going around a cabin just being like, knock, 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 knock.
I was like, when they say knock on the cabin, and I was like, anywhere on the
just
cabin?
Just anywhere.
So you could just go, like, on the floor and just knock. Like, it's just,
right.
I didn't like it.
I guess we have to see it.
We do now, because we're already.
M. Night Shyamalan train.
We
That's neither here nor there. But yeah, we thought it was going to be like.
Drax is in it.
Drax is in it. I would watch it for him. He's a very handsome man.
Yeah.
We were like,
me up. I don't think
we're going to get some weird, like when she went up the hill the first time and went to like the headquarters,
I
quote
really
unquote.
Wish they would have. I wish.
Which was the point in the movie where I went, it's cult stuff.
Well, she's like, I touch glass.
Woo. They showed the blood puddle and we went, period. That was the weirdest. Is that like a loading screen, do you think? Like when you enter and exit, you see that and it's like, now loading your simulation. And it's all the women's legs going around.
I think that's like hypnotizing, yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what
it's
I
like
think.
Like the buffering.
Yeah. I think it's like hypnotizing. Yeah, because that whole section came out. And I leaned over to him like, do you feel hypnotized right now?
I said, I'm bored and confused because nothing had happened.
I feel like they should have hinted it a little bit
more. I wanted something more dramatic. Because like, you're sitting there and it's Chris Pine being like, chaos is the enemy and we all crave control and order. And I'm like, what is happening right now? She touched the glass, the music hit a crescendo, and then I see an eyeball.
And I also really wish that they would have, because at the end the other women are like, wait a second. I was like, listen, Florence has been saying this whole time.
That
and
was
now
so
that
convenient.
She, like, now that she killed Jack, y'all are like, hey.
That was she might so... have a point. That made me mad because it's like, so one of the great rules of writing is you want your scenes to domino effect, essentially. You want your characters to play into what's happening in the plot. You want them to lead. So you want essentially to be like, this happened and therefore triggers this thing to happen. And then that kind of makes all your plot points connect.
Yeah.
This movie was a very like, and then this happened. And then this happened, and then this happened. Like, none of it felt connected. It was just like,
it's like this happened.
Here are these cool scenes with, like, a 50s aesthetic. Like, I don't know what I watched.
No.
And up until the point where she touches the hub, nothing happens. She, like, cracks eggs, which was very satisfying.
Oh, that was a very satisfying scene.
That was nice.
I kind of want fake eggs now, honestly.
I know, I'm like, crack, crack, crack.
Yeah. I was like, it sounded like...
Is this the new fidget toy?
I know, and then we, like, walked out, and we're walking through a Barnes & Noble, I was like, oh my god, look, it's the fake eggs!
Fake eggs!
I could not crack those, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, I like that we got some explanation, but then we saw a TikTok which explained an alternate ending, and I was like, well, I wish we had that now.
Yeah, well, you know, at the very, very, very end of the other part. Well, I was like, not really an alternative ending, but where she was like, hey, I escaped. What is this around me? A room? Explore room. Get caught, get brainwashed again, and then we see her remember.
Cause all I could think of was, yeah, she's been playing Detroit Become Human. This is my playthrough, yes. she should have. I really wish she would have woken up, seen everything, and then been like, oh, I have to keep pretending because this man is crazy.
You know? Or just been like, I remember. And we're like, thank you, you remember because we are connected with your memories and we know too.
Right.
That's not
no. They tried to do an unreliable narrator, but like the narrator was unreliable to itself.
It was like unreliable narrator, and it's like, but we believe her.
Yeah.
We believe her.
Right. We stand with her.
Yeah. It was like, we understand. We saw the fakeness.
Right.
We saw it.
We saw that, but like no one else in the town did that. So I'm circling back to my other point, which was all the women being like, this is all simulation. Like right at the very end, I'm like, how did you know that? How did you connect those dots? Because they gaslit y'all.
Hard.
So hard. And like Frank literally disproved everything Alice said.
Yeah, and now
in
that
front
you
of
see,
everyone.
Like her white dress with blood on it, you're like, oh, maybe
it's fake.
It's like, no.
And I'm sure they're gonna play that off as like, no, they're realizing that bad things happen in the town. I'm like, no, you guys totally set that up to be like, it's fake. We're waking up now. It's like, no, you're not.
Yeah, honestly, though.
Y'all brainwashed.
Like, low-key, high-key, I would be pissed if I was that pregnant girl. And like, you made me go through pregnant.
I've been in pregnant pain. She was drinking scotch for, like, the whole movie, though. I was a little worried. Because they even at the beginning, they're like, oh, she's drinking. She's pregnant. Give her some more. And I'm like, you guys.
That was the 50s.
Like, though. I know that's the 50s, but... You could ease up a little bit, jeez.
No, but for real, I was like, you make these women have babies, and then it's fake?
Right.
Ooh.
That's a lot of trauma.
Oh, no.
That's why I think we should have got that Margaret scene, like you said, because it's like, hey, yeah. I went through all the trouble of fake carrying a child, attaching to it, and then it doesn't exist.
Yeah, that would drive anyone crazy.
Yeah. Man.
Wanda, for example, or do we mean Olivia?
Bunny.
Do we need Bunny? Oh, yeah. I really wish they would have kind of explored Bunny a little bit, too.
all of them. Like, I honestly wished that we got more perspectives, like, more POVs from the other women.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I loved Alice. I love watching Florence.
But it's not about her. It's about the whole situation.
But all, the entire community. Like, Violet, the girl who's just come to the town.
Yeah.
That was very interesting.
That was very interesting. I did catch
it. She was legit scared. Like, the first scene you see her, and she's, like, uncomfortable. She doesn't want to be there.
Florence. She doesn't know what's going on. She's like, she's like, my brain's a little
fuzzy.
Dance
class. Yeah.
And she's the only one wearing pink. I was like, we don't wear pink. We only wear pink on Wednesdays. Like,
you can't sit with us.
You can't sit with us.
Yeah. No, I would have loved, like, different perspectives. Like, I love Florence's acting. Don't get me wrong. But there's a lot of interesting things that we didn't get to explore.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
But I would have taken away the really awkward chess playing scene in Frank's bedroom for another character's perspective. That was so uncomfortable.
Wait, which? Oh my god, the chess playing. I was like, are you, you know, I was like,
that Jack proceeded to get mad at her for.
I guess because it was like, he walked in on us playing chess and you didn't say anything. I was like, how did you gather that from that one, sentence?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Frank is a manipulator.
I mean, Alice should have been like, hey, Jack, someone else is here.
Your boss is watching us.
We shouldn't play chess anymore.
Yeah.
we should stop.
We should put away the chess set now.
Yeah, we should put that away. But she didn't. She just, like, stared at him. I was like, that's just
so awkward. Let's talk about the dinner scene with Frank, because that was the point where we were like, okay, Frank is crazy and we love him.
Yeah, because Florence tried to, Alice tried to disprove and, like, say, hey, guys, like, we all are fed the same stories. Everything's too similar.
We all met our husbands the exact same way.
Yeah, this is weird. How do you explain this? And then Frank is just gaslighting her. And then he was like, it's this. She's just like Margaret, and everyone believes.
Yeah, and then he gets up and he's like, that was a good game. Can't wait to see how you do next time. And I'm like, I wish this were it, like, closer to the beginning.
Yeah, Frank was like, I'm kind of disappointed. I expected more from you.
Because
I was me too. Now.
I know. It was one of those plot lines where I'm like, okay, she's holding all of her cards, like, where everyone can see. She needs to get to the point where she's hiding some of her cards.
Yeah, and then also,
she can out-manipulate the manipulator.
And then I will say this, though. Harry Styles, probably the best acting scene was whenever he was in the car with her.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That was good.
I was like, what did they do to him?
Well, because I think he knew that they were gonna fry her brain.
Yeah.
And he did feel bad about that, but not bad enough.
Not
to
bad
the truth.
Enough. Well, but I guess in his heart of hearts he really thought he was, like, helping her.
Yeah, he was like,
because he wasn't keeping her needs in mind.
Well, here's the other thing. And this is where toxic relationships stem from. It's like, oh, you're not with me. This other thing seems to be bothering you, therefore I should fix it. It's like, no.
Yeah.
You're bothering her.
And then you're joining toxic communities who are like, we should live like the 50s again, because women shouldn't control the world.
Well, they're like, obviously women are happier being at home all day in perfect paradise, and we'll go to work and do the hard stuff. And it's like, that's not what...
Yeah.
That's not what that is.
I just love how they're like, your only responsibility is your wife, and her responsibilities are literally everything else.
I think about it. He left and she cleaned an imaginary house every day.
I would be so pissed.
Every day.
So pissed. I hate cleaning. So, do you think we could salvage this script, or do you think it calls for a total rewrite?
I think we could salvage it.
Yeah.
I think we definitely could. Just from, like, my earlier suggestion, I would put Margaret's whole story in the beginning.
Yeah.
Sorry, Harry, you gotta go. and then maybe just go into everyone's backgrounds just a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then it would probably be solid.
Absolutely. I agree, honestly, because I think we could just shuffle the scenes around and add some minor details, or even extend some themes, like said Red Plane.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
it would make more sense. Yeah, it's just...
Or take out.
It's like a movie that felt too slow and too rushed all at once.
Yep. Yeah,
because you sit there waiting for something to happen for at least an hour, and then stuff happens, and you're like, what is happening? I wanted this, but now I'm not so sure.
Yeah, it was actually a really long movie, too.
I didn't really feel particularly empowered. For a feminist movie, it didn't make me go, wow, I can't wait to get up and smash the patriarchy.
It made me feel scared. I was like, this made me uncomfortable.
I feel like they should have picked an ending that was either like,
because she didn't stand up to them. She just ran away.
There was a part of me that was like,
women revolt together?
Yeah, that would be great.
No offense to the men there, but they were holding them hostage.
Yeah.
they're basically kidnap them, so kill them. That's all I'm saying. Like, if you think about it this way, a man that you used, your ex-boyfriend.
Or maybe not even, because when Jack auditioned for the program, they're like, his chosen partner is Alice. History, yes, former girlfriend.
So yeah, I'm like, they didn't need a history.
What if you could just be like, this stranger is like, my partner is Ashlyn.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. I was like, these women were practically kidnapped.
Yeah.
Not practically. They were kidnapped, taken from their lives, treated as slaves, and had to play chess. And
for our imaginary chessboard.
Yeah, and then had kids, and then like was trapped and didn't even know.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, death. Yummy.
The entire time, anytime there's a knife on screen, me and Ashlyn are like, keep it. Keep it on your person. Something bad
Whenever
is happening.
Frank came behind her and was like, I, you know, like, I'm the captain. I was like,
I'm the captain now.
I'm like, you're very brave to be around someone with a knife.
The entire time, like, when Margaret died, they were like, she took a horrible tumble. I was like, you could literally stab someone and be like, oh no, he took a horrible tumble. Because that's how the world was treating death.
That's what we said whenever Harry fell after she hit him with the head. I'm like, that was such a bad tumble.
I know. We were at that point. We were like, I'm so done with this movie. Yeah. Like, something needs to happen.
Yeah.
There was a lot.
Also, I didn't really understand why he was squeezing her like that. That didn't make any
sense.
He's
like, don't leave. Don't leave.
I know, but she already said she wasn't. Well, she already was like, he's like, I love you. She's like, I love you too. And she was like, I just need time to process. Need time to process. She's like, I can't breathe. You know? Yeah. I was like, maybe...
I don't know. So much more we could say about the characters and how their reactions don't match their actions or the context of the things happening around them.
We'll say this, though. Olivia Wilde was the only person alive to make Harry look icky.
For real! He looked gross. He looked like an incel.
Yep.
Like, once we got the big reveal of who he was and what he was doing, I was like, yeah. He is someone I would avoid on the street.
For sure, for sure.
It makes you wonder, like, the backstory of, like, the doctor guy that was acting really weird.
I want to know him.
Right.
Maybe he's the beginning.
And the Frank, I almost said the Frank guy, but we all know who Frank is. Yeah, I was like, I want to know, because at the end of the day, like, these alpha podcasts that I have stalked, because I'm just intrigued by the wrong things they say, and I follow a page, The Path to Manliness, because I, too, want to be manly.
I mean, who doesn't?
All of these toxic pages want to live in the 50s, so in that respect, they got it right. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Honestly,
yeah,
like, I will say this. It does comment on what a lot of men are saying online.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's like, oh, you want this? This is the only way you're going to get it,
right.
And it's weird.
Right. And that was a part of the movie that made sense. And that's why I say, like, I love the concept. Loved the exposition and reveal, but the payoff, the lead up, wasn't there.
No, it was not.
Especially with the earthquakes. I'm like, is there an actual earthquake happening in your physical body is?
Right. But they all shook, so it doesn't make any sense.
Right. We're like, we shook.
We're shook. We're shocked.
Or it's like all the men loading back into the server, and the server's like, overload, lag.
That's why I'm wondering. That's why I wondered that, too. Or maybe it was like there's a lag, but I feel like there's a lag. It scenes would have...
Yeah.
Changed a little bit, not just
That's
shape.
Another example of show don't tell.
Oh, yep.
And also a show that needed to be shown more.
Show better.
Do better.
But I think that's all the time we have, guys. We could talk forever about this movie.
At the end of the day, we agree with Harry. It was a movie. It felt like a movie.
It felt like a film. Like that kind of movie.
Like a movie you would go see in a theater.
Like in a theater. Yeah. And that's what we did.
We actually left and went to a theater.
We did. We're like, yes, Harry, we know what you are saying.
If anything, it was really nice to see Harry Styles' jaw in like 4K.
Oh my god, yep. Sharp
jawlines. Not the chest, though. That actually was more awkward.
When did we see his chest?
Not his chest. When did we see his chest? Ashlyn's like, wait, when was that?
Like, we didn't see that at all.
Wait a second. There wasn't a shirtless Harry moment in this. We got shirtless Chris Pine almost. He had like the deep V button down stuff.
Deep V button downs. No. No.
I've
never been a fan of them. No. Oh.
Yeah, we had to put this one out there. This episode is definitely going to interrupt our Haunted Highway series, but it's worth it.
It was worth it. It's the drama. It's horror-ish.
It was a horror thriller.
And honestly...
At the end, was I scared? No.
No. Oh, in the end, was I confused? Yeah.
Yeah. The jump scares confused me more than scared me.
It was jump scares?
They're like ballerinas that kept getting in the face, and they had like the weird makeup on. That was considered a jump scare. Oh. It was just really badly done.
Yeah, I did not catch that. But anyway,
see,
guys.
See, you were blinking. That was your turn to blink.
Well, I was there's like scared face in the screen. I was like, okay.
You're like, cool. That's how I look in the morning too.
Yeah, for real. I was like, that's just too much makeup. You know, she's in the process of taking her makeup off. We all look like that. It's fine.
Right. Women respect.
Yeah. Body empowerment. We, you know, no slut shaming or any kind of shaming here. Yeah. No makeup shaming. But anyway, guys, we will talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.